Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg is in our studios, too. You know David Hochberg. Hello, Mr. Hochberg. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
David Hochberg of...
Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage.
So we got this text or email from a listener. It said, I need to hear you guys talk frankly about another possible real estate bubble with Steve Bertrand or John Williams. I've now seen margin calls and too big to fail, and I'm fairly clear that 2008 happened because of really bad people upstream from you betting on failure. But this year, Chicago has decided that we are whole again, and it's trying to double the taxes from last year. What bubble? Okay, I don't even know what this person's talking about. Do you?
Yeah, kind of. She thinks I went back and forth with her before I sent it over to you to make sure that I understood what she was talking about. She's concerned that with the real estate taxes in the great state of Illinois, that the home values are going to explode because the real estate taxes are so high.
Home values are going to explode, meaning they're going to go down.
In terms of they're going to pop and go back down like we experienced in 07.
Why would that happen? Because people can't afford their property taxes.
Exactly, because people can't afford their property taxes. And what's happening is we have so many layers of government in this great state of ours, which is absolutely freaking ridiculous, is that it's going to cap out home values too. As well, because what the general listener doesn't understand, and the people of the county government obviously don't understand, is that for every $525 a month that you increase property taxes, that's a $100,000 mortgage payment. Okay, that's the equivalent of a $100,000 mortgage payment.
I don't know what that means.
So when you increase real estate taxes by $6,000 a year, okay, $500 a month, right? $6,500 a year, $7,000 a year, you just eliminated $100,000 worth of real estate value because that's what it costs to finance $100,000.
Wait a minute, because I wouldn't be able to, because I'm going to write a check each month.
Right.
If I'm spending more on property taxes, then I'm able to buy less in home.
Right, and you're going to be able to qualify for less of a mortgage. Okay, because that $525 instead of going to your mortgage payment that will enable you to buy a more expensive house is not going to go to the county.
That doesn't reduce the value of the property. It reduces my ability to buy that property.
Well, it caps the value because people are not going to be able to afford those homes.
I guess right. So what is the value of a home? It's what I'm willing to pay.
It's what the next
person. If I can't pay for it, then that essentially that home is now less valuable
because
of property taxes.
You've got people in McHenry County that are listening right now that are paying $8,000 a year in real estate taxes for a $200,000 property. That's freaking crazy.
That's too high.
That's ridiculous. And thank God Jack Franks is out there, who's the county board president, who basically got into office and said, we're slashing 10% across the board.
But have you seen the property taxes in places like LaGrange or LaGrange Park or Western Springs? Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
It's insane.
Northbrook, Glenview,
Skokie. $16,000, $18,000.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I mean, that's a mortgage payment for people. That's just the property taxes.
That's just the property taxes.
And they get it. That's the thing that amazes me. And people buy those houses. They sell those houses.
Sure.
It does happen.
Well, what's happening now in like Lincolnshire and those type of places off of 83... In the Stevenson School District, you've got houses that once were valued at $800,000-$900,000 that are valued at $600,000 because the property taxes are $18,000 to $20,000 and they're on well water. So the problem is that in certain areas, property values are capped.
They're on well water. That just caught up with me. But really, you sometimes ask, what's the service I'm getting?
Sure, sure.
If I'm going to give you $20,000 a year, what am I getting? I'm still only going to call one police officer. There's only going to be one fire truck.
Right.
You know, I mean, sure. I only have one road in front of me.
Right.
What am I getting for all that extra money?
Exactly.
Well, you're getting schools. You're getting those people have nice schools.
You're getting the Stevenson School District, high school school district,
Hello.
Which is
That's
one of the
terrific.
Best. It's one of the best in the country, without question. But you also have all of these different layers of government. You've got the mosquito abatement program. You've got this township has got this layers of government, and that township within this and that. It's absolutely ridiculous what's going on here in the state, and it's drowning us in real estate taxes.
Right, but the listener said she thinks that we are approaching another real estate bubble.
Because of the real estate taxes.
Yeah, and the real estate bubble that we all went through in 2007, right. 8, 9.
Was smoke and mirrors. It has nothing to do with real estate.
Well, taxes. It didn't have anything to do with taxes. That had right. to do with extending credit to people who couldn't afford it. People
Correct.
Were upside down on their loans.
Right, and nowadays you need, you know, not only to show your W-2s, pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns, you need a DNA sample, urine sample, stool sample, and a saliva sample.
I do not think you need a stool sample. So then is it possible that we are, though, upside down? Or do you think that the right people are being able to buy homes?
I don't think there's I disagree with her assessment that we have a bubble. I don't think that there's a bubble. I think, I know for a fact, you ask any builder out there, there hasn't been any major building going on for the past 10 years. There hasn't been any cornfields being blown out or soybean fields being blown out like we had craziness between 2003 and 2007 when everything stopped. Okay, you went further west. Every cornfield that used to be a cornfield or soybean,
it was blown out
and they put up track homes. And then guess what you had to build? You had to build schools. You had to build police. You had to build fire.
You still have. You'll have some of these areas like that where there will be the streets.
Sure.
And some of the lights, and that's it. And then just weeds. It's such a shame.
I did a loan for a couple in Island Lake. I had to go down this street. There was a dairy farm on the left. I'm like, where the heck is this? Thank God for GPS. I had to go down this road about a mile and a half, turn right. I passed two dairy farms on my left. I turned in. It was a beautiful paved street with curbs and everything. House, empty, 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 empty. House, empty, empty. Go down a mile to the end of the cul-de-sac, four houses around the cul-de-sac, and that was it. Okay, and there were still water, these gigantic water tanks where the farmers would roll out into the fields to water the plants, stuck right in the middle of where houses were supposed to be.
What's the moral of that story? What are you telling me?
Well, the moral of the story is back in the day when it was wild, wild west days of lending and people that didn't qualify for loans got loans, that's not like it is right now. I mean, you have to verify every single thing that you're doing. And on the loans, the non-qualified mortgage loans, where we're doing bank statement loans for a lot of self-employed individuals, we're not going to 100% like we did before. We're going to 70, 80%.
Are we making it too hard or too easy or just right to borrow money to buy a house
right
now?
It's just right.
It's where it should be.
It's exactly where it should be.
So whatever it was that drove that housing bubble.
It's not here today.
Which was also just the fact that people were losing their jobs. I mean, you know, no fault of their own. Some folks just suddenly didn't have income.
Sure.
That's not driving it today. And our property taxes over-inflating homes right now? Is there a bubble relative to
property? No, it's under-inflating homes. Well, it's undervaluing homes.
Right, yeah. So is that a real thing right now?
No, because there's an equilibrium, right? Okay, I can't afford... If the real estate taxes on that home were $6,000 less, I could pay $100,000 more because I could qualify for $100,000 more mortgage. So all of these county layers of government and all you elected officials on the county level, listen up! Because you're destroying property values with all these layers of government. And down in Springfield, you're destroying property values with all these layers of government. And I know there's some elected officials down there that are making an attempt to consolidate these layers of government that you have pensions, you have salaries, you have staff, you have everything, expenses. You've got all of this stuff going on. We don't need all these layers of government. You need a major consolidation to help cut these taxes here in the state of Illinois.
The number is 312-981-7200. You got a question or comment. Thank you to the listener who posed the question. 312-981-7200. This is WGN. We got about 2 or 3 minutes here, David, just to finish the conversation about where are we on the real estate market. One of our listeners thought, I'll bet we're in for another bubble. She was thinking because of property taxes. And you just, at some length now, said, if we're in a bubble, it sure isn't like the one that we got into in 2007. And you do think we have too many property taxes.
Yeah, I think the property tax, well, I think everybody that owns a house thinks the property taxes
or that
are
too high.
Yeah, are way too high.
But you'd also don't think that because of that we're in a bubble-like
Absolutely
situation.
Absolutely not. No, the economy is good. People have jobs. People are making money. Income is increasing. They still have credit card debt.
Do you think that the market is overvalued, undervalued?
No, not here in Illinois.
Valued?
No. Not here in Illinois. You ask any realtor out there, if your home is reasonably priced, anything under $500,000-$600,000 is flying off the shelves. Okay, and if it's reasonably priced, you're going to get 5-6 offers. Anything north of $600,000, it's a little slow right now. And I think when you talk to realtors, the realtors will tell you, summertime, summer doldrums. You've got the camp. You've got vacations. People just aren't looking at homes right now.
This is on line one, Dave. You're on WGN. Dave, what do you want to say? Hi.
Hi. I was just saying, it's funny that I turned on my radio and heard you guys talking about this because I've been dealing with it all morning. I'm a real estate investor, and I've been talking to my tax lawyers, And what their suggestion was to my problem, which is I have rental houses in southern Cook County. The two that I'm dealing with right now are in Park Forest. And these should be homes that are worth, you know, let's say $120,000, $130,000. However, because the taxes are so high, they're all the way down to like $80,000 and $90,000. And that's what the comps are going for. Because when your taxes jump up to, what, $9,000? The average buyer that's trying to get approved for a $90,000 house can't absorb...
Wait a minute. You said this is a house that should be worth $120,000. What are the taxes in southern Cook County on that?
Without the homeowner's exemption, we're at $9,000.
That's nuts.
That's after fighting my taxes every year.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's 5-6%. So again, he's an investor. He's not living there, so he doesn't get the homeowner's exemption. So think about if you're renting a home, right, Mr. Landlord here?
So then the rent goes up.
The rent goes up. So it's a pass-through. Thank you. It's a pass-through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, renters who say, oh, this doesn't affect me, you're wrong. You're paying the landlord's rent.
Grab your checkbook, baby, because it's coming.
Well, you know what my lawyer's advice was, and they said, you're kind of in a bad situation, but everyone is. All of our clients are yelling and screaming about it.
If it's any consolation.
They said, hold tight and wait and see if once Joe Barrios is gone, the next guy comes in and does what he actually says he's going to do. But that, to me, sounded like a horrible business plan.
Yeah, but no. Well, you know, I'm out of time. I really appreciate your listening call, Dave. But I do think that if it is Cook County.
It's not just Cook County. It's all over.
Tax problems. Then this election may bear fruit along those lines. David, I got 18 seconds.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Real quick, July 27th, reverse mortgage loan seminar with Orion Samuelson and his wife Gloria out at Huntley at Del Webb Huntley. Go to reversedavid.com. It's free. We've already got over 75 people signed up. Bring your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. Bring your kids. Kids, if you're listening and your parents live in a home that's paid off and you're writing checks for thousands, $2,000 a month, it's getting tiresome. Go to reversedavid.com. We're answering all of your real estate questions regarding reverse mortgage loans. And that's a place to be. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and there's snacks, refreshments being served, John.
And Big O's going to be there.
Big O's going to be there. He's going to help me promote it.
ReverseDavid.com.
ReverseDavid.com, and you've got some live reads coming to help promote it as well.
Good to hear. Thank you, David Harker.
Thank you.